This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is dismissing a claim from his former national security advisor that could play a big role in his impeachment trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In an upcoming book, John Bolton says the president told him he wanted to keep military aid from Ukraine until it helped him investigate Joe Biden. The president and his legal team have denied that, and today in the Oval Office.
False.
The president calling Bolton's allegation false. But Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says it's a stunning revelation, boosting calls for witness testimony at the trial.
If there was ever even a shred of logic left to not hear witnesses and review the documents, Mr. Bolton's book just erased it.
There is now much more pressure on GOP senators to summon Bolton, who has said he's willing to testify.
I think it's increasingly likely.
Republican Mitt Romney says Bolton has relevant testimony. Three other Republicans would need to break ranks to force the issue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Public mourning continues, and so does the investigation into the helicopter crash near Los Angeles that killed retired NBA star Kobe Bryant. The AP's Ed Donahue has those details.
Outside the Staples Center,
Kobe Bryant's giving me some of the best memories of my life.
Fans like Chris Ramirez were leaving flowers, basketballs, basketball shoes, and lots of Kobe Bryant jerseys.
He gave us everything he had, and at the very least, I got to come here and respect the man. Not just him, the other people who died.
Bryant's 13-year-old daughter and seven others were also killed. Aviation safety expert John Fox says the helicopter that crashed has a good track record. He was asked about fog in the area that morning.
It was clear that the pilot could see the roads below him, both the 101, the 118, and the 5.
Fox says this investigation will take time. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is VOA News.